We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a
good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras, I'm
about to f*** this camera. Good grief, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee. All right. Good morning, Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday. We back. What's happening?
It's Monday. Back to the work week. Good morning. How was your Thanksgiving? How was your little vacay? How was everything? How you feeling out there?
Oh, good morning.
Oh, now you decide to join us.
I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Angela.
I didn't see anyone. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
How was Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving was great. I mean, you know, there's only like two big decisions everybody got to make now, and that's, you know, when to put the Christmas decorations up, if you haven't already, including the tree, and when to stop eating Thanksgiving leftovers. Those are the two big decisions on everybody's heart this morning, I'm sure.
Today should be the last day for leftovers, or Thanksgiving was Thursday, so you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday should be the last day.
It's today, probably. You're probably pushing it after today. I know it's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a lot of food, and you're just going to end up throwing it away, but, you know, so is life.
Yes.
Or woe is life.
Absolutely.
Something. Or the whole is life. Something is life.
Well, a turkey is no longer life. Turkey has to go in the garbage today.
Turkey's been dead.
Yeah, turkey's dead. Everything is out of here today.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to everybody that came out to Huntsville, Alabama this weekend for my car show in Huntsville. Real dope city, dope area. It was dope. I had a great time yesterday, man. I had to drive back. There's not too many direct flights from Huntsville, Alabama to New York. There's actually none. So you have to actually drive to Atlanta, which is 3.5 hours away. And boy, you driving through some towns. You see Confederate flags. You're seeing not too many black people. You seeing all it's actually scary. That's a scary
it's
movie.
Angelique,
you like scary movies? You drive from Huntsville, Alabama to Atlanta. That's what you do.
Boy, but to be scary. In the comfort of my home watching a movie.
Yeah, well,
I wanted to live a scary movie.
Okay, but shout out to everybody that came out, had a great time. Huntsville, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, all over Alabama came and they showed out. So shout out to you guys. Drop a bomb for them. I appreciate everybody that came out. Had an amazing time. Now, what you do, Yeezy?
Well, shout out to everybody in St. Martin. I was in St. Martin. I had an amazing time. Thank you to Sidra Smith. Thank you to my girl, Ricky Hughes. We all went out there. Diane, Micheline. It was great. They had this big chef event that was happening out there. It was a competition, and I partied it up. I relaxed. I slept. I chilled. I had a fun time. So I was in St. Martin.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, I went and got in bed early last night thinking I was going to get this Monday started, and guess what happened? Cyber Monday. Let's talk about some of the deals that are happening today.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I was on vacation, so I haven't been watching football, so let me just see what happened, all right? The Dolphins beat the Texans, Bengals beat the Titans, Panthers beat the Broncos, Jets beat the Bears, Commanders beat the Falcons, the Browns beat the Buccaneers, Jaguars beat the Ravens, the Raiders beat the Seahawks, Chargers beat the Cardinals, 49ers beat the Saints, Chiefs beat the Rams, and the Eagles beat the Packers.
You're forgetting the Thursday night games, the games that happened on Thanksgiving. I think you might want to repeat those just because.
No, I didn't forget anything. That was so old. That was a bunch of days ago, so we don't go to those scores.
As long as you know the Cowboys beat the Giants, that's all. As long as you know that.
Did they?
That's all. As long as you need to know that. That's all.
No, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
What else you got, Yee?
All right, well, today is Cyber Monday, so let's talk about some of those deals. I was definitely up last night. I was going through some notes for work today, and then I was like, let me just check some of these. So I was shopping, but some of the things that they're saying you can get today, home goods, gardening and furniture that retailers may not have gotten rid of during Labor Day weekend sales. Also things like there's an iRobot for sale, those muscle massage guns, big sale on those. Headphones, air fryers, all kinds of things on sale. Again, today is Cyber Monday, so not a bad time to also start planning for whatever you have to give people for the holidays, too, as presents. And for everybody traveling, severe weather delays over 2,500 post-Thanksgiving flights in the United States. So as of late Sunday through today, nearly 55 million people were expected to travel. That's an increase over last year and over pre-pandemic volume. So a lot of heavy winds and rain pounding. So they said that's going to continue. And there's also supposed to be a significant severe weather event happening this week, according to meteorologists. They're saying that there is going to be some issues across parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley, and that's going to happen tomorrow. There'll be tornadoes, heavy winds, rainstorms. So if you got stuck somewhere, sorry to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that is your front page news.
How you look to see where the deals are at on the Cyber Monday? Because I need a new waffle iron.
Not a
waffle maker.
You can look on Amazon. A lot of times you get emails. If you guys have noticed, Bed Bath & Beyond has been going out of business for the longest. So they have like 25% off of everything in the store.
PC Richard & Son has some amazing deals. Yeah, they usually send you emails. Or you just type in whatever waffle maker you want, and it usually comes up the cheapest price.
I need the new top-of-the-line waffle maker because my 7-year-old likes the big fluffy waffles like the ones you get at IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that.
All right. All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. I'm calling. I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? I prefer to remain anonymous. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Get it off your chest.
All right. This Thanksgiving that just passed, I saw one of my homeboys. Like, yeah, I would like to say a day one, somebody that I grew up with. And you know what I mean? It was a holiday, so we went out like a couple of times. And I noticed like every time, you know, he would get like really intoxicated. I don't know if you ever had one of those friends, like, they were just, like, really too, like, affectionate or touchy-feely, like, in your face, too close, invading personal space. So I'm like, you know, the first time, you know, it happened, I was just like, all right, maybe he was just, like, a little drunk. You see what I'm saying? And when I say the first time it happened, like, he didn't touch me in no way or anything like that. It was just an invasion of personal space. So I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, maybe he was drunk. You know what I mean? He couldn't process space or whatever.
Get to the part where y'all kissed, man.
Yo, man.
Yo, what? Fire. No, man. never did it happen. But the second time it happened, I was just like, yo, bro, listen, man. Like, you know, I don't know, you know, what's going on or, like, what's happening between then and now, but I feel uncomfortable. You see what I'm saying? Like, back up. Give me, like, you know what I mean? 2 feet.
You sound a little confused.
Who sound confused?
You sound a little confused on this Monday morning. You sound like you kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
You see, Charlamagne, I know that you would have been very supportive of the nonsense. Definitely.
What? Sorry, I'm just saying like, how your boy. I'm just saying how your throat sounds, King. Whoa. I hear joy coming out of your throat a little bit. Just a little bit.
Whoa.
What, he ran from speak. He ran from the conversation?
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. This is hot. What? Come on. I was just trying to talk to the brother.
Get it off your chest. Hello, who's this?
Finally, welcome back, y'all.
What's up, Trav?
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Envy? What's up, Yee? What's up, Shar?
What up, Chis? How are you, sir?
Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
You too, Trav.
Go ahead, Trav.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead. Envy. Say what you want to say.
Don't be ignoring me, Envy. Envy tried to ignore me, y'all.
What happened?
When they got their butt kicked on Thanksgiving, he didn't want to answer me back in the DMs. He owed me some cheeks now, y'all.
Wait, some what? Oh, some cheeks.
Cash in on the cheeks.
Okay.
We swept the Giants. So, Envy, you got to get something up.
Something Giants.
I ain't messing with y'all. I'm a married man, and I just had Thanksgiving. Christmas is on the way. I don't know what y'all talking about. I didn't watch football. Trav, did you see me on East New York?
Yes, I did actually see. I'm not gonna lie, Envy. I thought you were gonna play it like a different thing up than a DJ, but you did good. You did good playing a DJ. Did a really good job.
I thought he was an informant.
No, was not an informant.
He was not an informant, but I actually did watch it, and hey, man, good job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I like to see my guys doing good, but yee.
Yes, Trav.
Is this really your last week?
This is my last Monday. Shout out to Jasmine Brand. She just texted me and said, your last Monday. So, yes, this is really it. Well, and I will say this, Trav. People have been demanding that you make some stops on Way Up with Angela Yee also.
Listen, you know, you already know that I'm going to be calling in. And I'm definitely going to be checking in with you. And I'm kind of sad this is your last week, man. You're like, y'all have, like, literally been a part of my life for, like, you know, years. And so it's going to be, like, a little hard. Hearing you,
Trav, we're not going nowhere. We're just extending the time, Trav.
You said you're getting a little hard.
Not off you, Yee.
I know. Maybe you want to come in. Look, you should try to come and fill in when I leave. You want to come fill in?
It won't fit.
No, I think Envy and Charlamagne got it.
Get it off your chest. Bye, Trav. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, man. Peace and blessings. What's going on, guys? You back at work?
Porta potty guy, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, my name is Sean Stone, Envy, okay?
There you go.
My mama gave me a name just like how your mama gave you a name, Rashawn.
Happy holidays, Sean. How are you?
You can call me Sean or Envy, either or, but you used to be called Porta Potty Guy. But all right, get it off your chest.
Well, that's in the past, brother. You know what I mean? Let's not bring it up. But anyway, Charlamagne, good morning, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How are you, sir?
That's great. More energy. I need more energy, sir. Angela Yee, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Stone. How are you?
Man, I'm lovely. I'm feeling blessed today. All right?
I just want to shout out my son. I was able to take him to watch Wakanda Forever.
Oh, can you believe I've been trying to get tickets to go to one movie theater that I like to go to a lot, and it's been like impossible to get good seats. I got to probably go this week because it's been number one for like the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I took my 8-year-old son there, and he had a great time. You know what I mean? I just want to shout out Chase. Daddy, love you a lot. You know what I mean? And I heard, you know, everybody's getting ready, festive, to celebrate Christmas. But I want to challenge Bishop T.D. Jakes and all these spiritual leaders out there. I want to ask y'all guys one question. Can you please show me in the Bible where it says go to church on Sunday? And please show me in the Bible where it says December 25th is Christ's birthday. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Have a great day, Sean.
You think the bishop will respond to his challenge?
Yeah, I'm sure he's up now.
I'm sure. I there is a bishop listening out there that would
Where is Bishop Lamar Whitehead? He will.
Hey, there's a bishop up there that would take him on his challenge.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tony Michelle. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Get it off your chest.
I just want to wish hopefully you guys had a happy Thanksgiving, and I just like in the darkness. I'm just blessed today.
Your phone was breaking up, ma'am.
She said she's light in the dark.
That's right.
We appreciate
it. I'm happy to talk to you guys. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for calling in. We love your energy this morning.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we'll talk about best friends turning into other halves.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. I saw Blair Underwood.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
But before we get into that, I do want to give a rest in peace to a friend of all of ours, Hovain. It was a post on his page yesterday. It is with deep regret that we message to all family, friends, and colleagues that Jonathan Hovain Hilton passed away while at his home on Friday, November 25th. He was a beloved and devoted father, husband, son, brother, and a proud Brooklyn representative. He's a veteran hip-hop manager. He was president of management at Cinematic Music Group, and he's worked with, you know, managing Styles P, Cameron, Jim Jones. He's worked with T-Pain. He managed Young Guru, so a lot of people were paying a tribute to him. Yep, Lloyd Banks. And so rest in peace and our condolences to his family.
Man, yeah, I love that brother Hovain, man. I have not fully processed that. They even have the words they express. But yes, sending healing energy to Kim and his whole family. Love
Absolutely.
You, brother.
Very sad. Good brother. Really good brother.
All right, now let's discuss Blair Underwood. He was on the red carpet at the 50th International Emmy Awards, and he was there with his new fiance. So congratulations to them. They've actually been friends for 41 years. Now, he did get divorced last year, so he announced that he was getting divorced on Instagram. His ex-wife, Desiree DaCosta, they were married for 27 years, so I guess last year that happened, and then he ended up getting engaged to his best friend. He posted, "My personal highlight was walking the red carpet with my new fiance, Josie Hart, the most amazing, brilliant, beautiful, hilarious, thought-provoking, and insightful person I know who continuously lives life out loud. The future is crazy bright, girl. None of us ever know where God will guide our paths. She's had my back since before I even became an actor, when a 41-year friendship slaps you in the back of the head and blossoms into romance." Now, I saw a lot of people on social media talking about this, you know, just because they were friends for so long. They were friends all throughout his marriage. But then now I guess he's found his soulmate. And that person could have been the person who was best friends with you for all this time. 41 years is a long friendship.
That's a great conversation and a great topic, because in a lot of relationships, a lot of people don't want, you know, the other sex or, you know, somebody from the other sex being a friend or being that close, because they feel like, you know, you never know what'll happen. So
now, so somebody posted under it, "The Blair Underwood story is making me crack up, because I know for a fact at least one or two of my exes was side-eyeing me for marrying the girl best friend I told them not to worry about. One of my exes actually commented, 'Finally,' under our picture on IG." All right, now Jennifer Lopez has announced This Is Me Now, 20 years after her original Ben Affleck-inspired album This Is Me Then. So coming full circle, 20 years to the day of This Is Me Then, she now has a new album, This Is Me Now. And
so did Ben Affleck get executive producer credits on these projects?
Maybe he doesn't
need
them.
Is he inspiration?
You know, it's a reflection of her life, and she recreated the album cover. She said, This Is Me Then is my favorite album I've ever done so far. And so I guess now we can get ready for This Is Me Now. That's amazing. See how people can end up back together after having been together back then? All right, now let's talk about Kanye West meeting with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has even said that now that Kanye West is a seriously troubled man who just happens to be black. He was roasted for a meeting this week with Kanye and also with a white nationalist, Nick Fuentes, both of whom are under fire right now for remarks that they've made. Here is what Kanye West had to say about his campaign. And according to Kanye, he also had asked Donald Trump to be his vice president.
Goes into the story about all that he went through to get Alice Johnson out of jail and how he didn't do it for Kim, but he did it for me. But then he goes on to say that Kim is a and you could tell her I said that. And I was thinking, like, that's the mother of my children. Since we know, and all the Christians in America that love Trump know that Trump is a conservative, we're going to demand that you hold all policies directly to the Bible. When Trump started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose, I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?
You're going to lose. Tell him he's going to lose.
I'm like, well, hold on, Trump. You're talking to Ye.
Now, Donald Trump went on his Truth Social and said, so I help a seriously troubled man who just happens to be black, yay, Kanye West, who has been decimated in his business and virtually everything else, and who had always been good to me by allowing his request for a meeting at Mar-a-Lago alone so that I can give him very much needed advice. He said, yay, then showed up with three people, two of whom Donald Trump says that he didn't know. Now, other things happening, Kanye West has officially launched his run for presidency. And in his ad, he actually has Vivica Fox's voice.
Yo, Kanye, F you. And I mean that with everything inside of me. We have got to cancel him. And I know we do not try to be in a cancel culture. But we got to hit him in his pockets now. Because he obviously does not care about the African-American culture.
Now, Vivica Fox responded to this campaign video and said, now, darling, if you're going to use a clip featuring me, it should be accurate. I was not happy with you for saying George Floyd wasn't murdered, but thanks for watching my Fox Soul show, Cocktails with Queens, and No Two Can Play That Game. So that was her response. Now, there's a lot more going on. We'll get to that in the next rumor report. But next up, we do have front page news.
You know what I'm trying to figure out, man?
What's that?
I'm trying to figure out, how do you stop eating sweet potato pie? Like, why is sweet potato pie so good? Out of all the things that are cooked for Thanksgiving, why is sweet potato pie so good and the hardest thing to stop eating?
She just gave you all that information on Blair Underwood, on Kanye West, and all that. And all you could think about is sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
Boy, you better throw them leftovers away today. All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we'll be talking about a 12-year-old was killed and five teenagers were injured. This was a shooting that happened Saturday night in Atlantic Station in Atlanta.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum large-size condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Except no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum, large size condoms.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. And the NFL over the weekend, the Dolphins beat the Texans, Bengals beat the Titans, Panthers beat the Broncos, the Jets beat the Bears, Commanders beat the Falcons, the Browns beat the Buccaneers, the Jaguars beat the Ravens, Raiders beat the Seahawks, Chargers beat the Cardinals, and the 49ers beat the Saints. Chiefs beat the Rams, and the Eagles beat the Packers.
And don't forget about the Thursday night games. The Thanksgiving night, Thanksgiving Day games are very important. After you eat, we all thoroughly enjoyed watching my Dallas Cowboys defeat the New York Giants 28-20. Drop on the clues bombs for the Dallas Cowboys, damn it. Hey.
we don't talk about old games. It's kind of like the food on Thanksgiving. We don't eat it no more after today, so we don't discuss it anymore, bro.
Well, the thing is, you don't throw out old scores, though. You know, there's no such thing as old scores, leftover scores. You don't throw those away. Those are on a record. That's why they call them a record. That's why we're 8-3, y'all are 7-4.
All right, what else we got?
Two of those losses came from the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
All right, now Joe Biden is talking about a push for an assault weapons ban, and that is after another string of mass shootings. Here's what Joe Biden had to say.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
Can you do anything about gun laws during a lame duck, sir?
I'm going to try.
What will you try and do?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
During the lame duck?
I'm going to do it whenever. I got to make that assessment as I get in and start counting the votes.
All right, and, you know, this is all on the heels of a 12-year-old was killed. Five teenagers were injured in a shooting Saturday night after gunfire erupted near Atlanta's Atlantic Station retail district. One teenager did sustain critical injuries, while four others were shot or injured in some way. Three guns were recovered from the scene there. Police did not identify the deceased victim. And then they have identified the youngest victim in a mass shooting inside of the Walmart that was in Chesapeake, Virginia. Previously, they had identified five others who were killed at that Walmart. Randy Blevins, Lorenzo Gamble, Tanika Johnson, Brian Pendleton, and Kelly Pyle. Now they have identified a 16-year-old employee. He reportedly used his first paycheck to buy his mother a gift before he was killed 2 days ahead of Thanksgiving. That was Fernando Chavez Barron. And so police did identify the shooter as 31-year-old Andre Bing. They said he was armed with one handgun and had multiple magazines on his person. He was an overnight team lead and had been employed with Walmart since 2010, according to the company.
So it was a handgun, they said. It was a handgun with just multiple magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Sad, man. Rest in peace and condolences. And shout out to everybody out in Chesapeake, the whole 757 and 804, man. It's so damn sad.
Now, they did also release details of writings from the shooter's phone that was obtained after the tragedy. The writings were titled Death Note, and they contained grievances against people in his life, including some co-workers, according to the city's Twitter account.
Well, there's never going to be gun control in this country as long as you have the NRA spending millions of dollars a year to influence gun policy. Okay, as long as they can make contributions to lawmakers, you'll never see real gun control in this country because these folks care more about money than they do the lives of people.
All right, so again, rest in peace. There was a lot that happened. Colorado Springs, there was an LGBTQ club shooting, and the suspect there is being held without bond as prosecutors have been working to finalize formal charges. And so they're expected to have formal charges at the next court hearing that is set for December 6th. And that is Anderson Lee Aldrich. He appeared in court via video conference for the first time since the attack that he did that left five people dead and more than a dozen injured.
Now let me ask you guys a question. Now, when we talk assault rifles, right, and people talking about banning them, do we ever need a weapon that can fire that powerful and that strong for civilians? Most people are saying no. And now, Charlamagne, you live in New Jersey. Now, if a bear comes on your property and starts coming in your house, 9 times out of 10, a handgun ain't going to stop it. So it's kind of both sides, because I don't want to see assault rifles out there. I don't think there's any type of assault rifle or anything that should be shooting regular people, especially to civilians. But also, you know, can a handgun protect you against a bear? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Man, what are you talking about this morning? It is Monday morning. I don't feel like processing these kind of stupid-ass questions, man.
It's not a stupid question. She just talked about banning assault rifles.
I know, but for a bear? I've been living in Jersey all these years. I ain't never seen a damn bear, man.
Never?
No, I see them on the news, and they don't be bothering nobody. They go through some trash, and they mind their business.
They be attacking the little dogs and chasing little kids and all
don't
that.
Don't they have tasers that you can use for animals?
I ain't tasing no bear neither. Matter of fact, I'm not doing nothing to a bear except trying to get away from it and call the proper authorities to come handle this bear. Okay?
Yeah, nobody's tasing no bear, ye.
And if they don't come fast enough, I'm going to tell them it's a black bear. They'll get there
getting
so
an assault rifle and, you know.
Yeah. I don't see any reason for a civilian to have the type of assault rifles that we're seeing in a lot of these crimes, the AR-15s and everything else, and you know, bears included. I don't see any reason for a human to have that kind of firepower.
I don't think civilians should have it anyway. But they also have a shotgun, which is, you know, you could put two slugs or eight slugs in it.
I'm fine with shotguns.
Shotguns are cool. I'm good. A shotgun to stop a bear. But yeah, I don't believe
it. Man, what is up with you and bears? Did you have a traumatic experience with a bear this week? What the hell are you talking about? A bear? Why you keep bringing up bears?
I don't know. I'm just, because I see bears.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, we don't have those in Brooklyn.
We need another week. We need another week, bro. You sleep.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that is front page news.
Have fun next week.
All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. You were talking about Blair Underwood earlier, right?
Yes, we were talking about Blair Underwood. He's gotten engaged to his friend of 41 years. So he just got divorced last year. He was with his wife for 27 years. And, you know, he had a friendship with this woman during that time. That was his best friend. And now they're engaged. Josie Hart is her name.
So what's the question? 800-585-1051. Would you ever date your best friend, your platonic best friend?
Or have you ever gotten with your best friend?
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. Have you ever dated your platonic best friend? Or would you? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking something that went down with Blair Underwood. We're taking it from there. And for people that are just joining us, what happened with Blair Underwood?
Well, he's engaged, so congratulations to him. But he's engaged to his friend of 41 years. He posted it, and he said, none of us ever know where God will guide our path. She's had my back since before I even became an actor. When a 41-year friendship slaps you in the back of the head and blossoms into romance, you stand up, pay attention, and step forward in gratitude. And so now people are commenting because he did just get divorced last year, and he was with his wife for 27 years, but he's been friends with his now fiance for 41 years.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever dated, married, or got with your platonic best friend? Let's start with you, Yee.
There's been people that I ended up dating that, because I feel like you should be friends first, but not my best friend. You know, my best friend, who's a guy, I've been friends with him since 10th grade. And we've never, as a matter of fact, he dated my other best friend. So we were like a little clique. And so the two of them dated, but he was really good friends with me. And, you know, she was my friend too. So, and he still lives right near me now. We're still friends to this day.
Yeah, that's a tough question for me, because I've been with Gia since I was 16 and 15, so it doesn't. But I will say this, that's why in our marriage, if she has a friend, we all friends. And if I have a friend, we all friends.
Yeah.
It ain't just your friend or this. That's just my friend. We all friends in this mother.
And I also believe that you have to have full transparency. And there's all, even though that's your friend, there's certain rules. Like, I wouldn't, you know, my boy, he's married now. And out of respect, like, unless it was an emergency, I don't call him late at night. I think, like, after around, like, 9:30, you know, I wouldn't call him just to chat it up. And anytime we do anything, like, if we go out to eat, you know, it's like she can join us or not, but she totally is fine with it because she knows I'm not inappropriate. And yeah, I just think it's important for the other person to feel comfortable.
Charlamagne?
If my wife counts, yeah. I mean, you know, just like, you know, you and your wife, we were young, but we were just friends for a long time. So if she counts, yes, I dated her, married her, had four kids with her, all of that. She's definitely my best friend to this day. And yes, all my female friends, because I have majority female friends, those are her friends too. Because, you know, anybody, especially somebody of the opposite sex that I've met in my life, I've absolutely introduced them to my wife.
Correct. We all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Misha.
Hey, Misha. Have you ever got with your platonic best friend?
I have.
How'd that work out?
We were friends before the relationship, so we were great friends during the relationship. And then after the relationship, it was weird for a little while, but we went back to best friends. So, I mean, I think it's possible to be with a platonic best friend.
Okay. What about if you're dating somebody? Do they mind you having friends, you know, like other guy friends that you're really close with?
No. I guess it depends on who you're dating. Because, I mean, some friends are cool with it as long as they know, like, oh, this is your friend. But I date a female, and mm-hmm. she's kind of uptight about me having such close female friends because she thinks different.
Does she have a reason to think that?
Yes, because that same platonic best friend that I was with, we're still very close friends, but we were together for a while.
Ooh.
So she's just like, I don't understand how y'all went back to friends. And I mean, me and my best friend get it, but other people don't get it.
Well, that is a tough spot to be in.
It is, very much so.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
The club with no breakfast. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Good morning.
Ain't nothing. Hey, man, listen. I'm actually glad that I called with this topic because this one is an easy one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go.
In my personal opinion, a lot of people avoid a lot of headaches in life if they choose to be with people who they're best friends with. I don't understand why people would rather take a gamble on a stranger than take a gamble on somebody who knows you, in most cases, better than you know yourself, or just as well as you know yourself.
Well, I think
so
I...
Go ahead, G.
I was going to say, ideally, yeah, you would date your best friend, but sometimes you might, you know, be friends with somebody who's in another situation, in another relationship. You might not have a sexual attraction to them.
I mean, yeah, all of those points are given, but at the same token, the question was, do you think, would you enter a relationship with your best friend?
And well, a platonic friend.
A platonic friend, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like in most cases, people don't even consider a platonic friend for the reasons you just named.
Yeah.
But I also feel like that's hindering them from possibly being happy because, I mean, in most cases, your friends do know you better than someone you just meet on the street and take a gamble on and enter a relationship with.
I would think that the person that you're entering a lifelong relationship with, like marriage or anything else, I would hope that you and that person are best friends. I would hope.
Yeah, you said stranger. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they would be your best friend by the time you got married, hopefully.
I would hope.
Because sometimes you could be friends with somebody so long that you don't look at them in a sexual way, too. Like, you might just be...
But in a relationship, too, you can also be with somebody for so long that you're just content with the way things are. It's not about love feeling fresh anymore. It's not about the relationship being this or that. It's just, okay, I'm with them and they with me. You know, I'm pretty sure you both, all three of you know people who are stuck in relationships. They've been in for way too damn long. That don't mean they're happy. They just stuck in it. You know,
yeah,
so in that case,
too.
I much rather take a gamble on a platonic friend than a situation like that.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, brother. 800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever dated a platonic best friend? Now, this story comes from Blair Underwood. What happened, ye?
He ended up getting engaged to his best friend of 41 years. And people are talking about the fact that, you know, he just got divorced last year. He was married for 27 years. So they're like, oh, so was this all along something that, you know, he said it slapped him in the face. But everybody's like, was there some type of overlap?
All right. 800-585-1051. Would you ever date or get with your platonic best friend? Let's talk about it. Have you? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about dating your platonic best friend. Now, this story comes from Blair Underwood.
Yes, he is engaged to his best friend of 41 years. It slapped him in the face, he said.
Slapped him in the face. Now, Yee says you have dated your platonic best friend before, right?
No, not my best friend. I said I haven't. But I have, gone on, I've dated people that I was just friends with, but they weren't best friends. I think that, for me, it's always been something where, and I know a lot of women feel like this, you could meet somebody and know if you're attracted to them or if there's any type of potential. And some people you meet and you know there is none. Like, there's just no chemistry, but they super cool. And so people like that, no. But if it's somebody that I've just been, slightly cool with, I've dated those people, but not my best friend.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Jermaine from Pittsburgh.
Jermaine from Pittsburgh. We're asking, have you ever dated your platonic best friend, brother?
I'm married to my platonic best friend, and okay. It was the best decision I've ever made.
All right, so how'd it happen?
How long were y'all platonic for?
2 years. We were both in toxic relationships. I was good friends with the guy that she was with, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's weird how life worked out. That's how we got to know each other. And we just decided to give it a shot after a while, and I never looked back neither at T. We've been so happy ever since. It's one of those things that make you feel like shit is done it sooner, but if we ain't go through what we had to go through, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Now, you wasn't that friend that she would come vent to about your friend. Was she?
No, I stayed out of it. I was going through my own toxic relationship. That was a horrible nightmare. No, I wasn't that guy. I've never been that guy. I never will be that guy.
Just making sure.
All right. Thank you, brother. Hello. Who's this?
This is Mario.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Good morning, good brother. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, brother. We're talking about dating your platonic best friend.
Yeah, I heard the topic this morning, man, and I want to start off by saying, first off, I am the double back king. I always spin the block again.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially if it was good to me. But I feel like it's easier to, maybe go back and date somebody or have dealings with somebody that I knew prior to, my prior success or, just where I'm at in life right now. I feel like it's just easier to, because I kind of know what to expect from somebody I kind of already know versus meeting somebody I don't know and, you know, taking a chance and it going left.
Okay, so you've definitely hooked up with platonic friends.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you prefer that?
I prefer it.
What about her having platonic friends? Are you okay with that?
She's in this where it all goes south at. There ain't no platonic friend because I just told you what I'm capable of and what I
what
like
I'm
to
capable
do. So
of.
I don't like my female to have a platonic, a male friend.
All right, well, there you go. So you can't even do it because you can't even have a platonic friend, period.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tangeray from Miramar, Florida.
Tangeray.
Tangeray.
Sounds like a male stripper.
My goodness. All right, we're asking, we're talking platonic friendships, all right? Have you ever dated your platonic best friend, brother?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm a little bit older, man, so I got a lot of experience. So, yeah, once upon a time. And let me tell you something. If I couldn't get out of my own way in my head, I think it would have been okay.
All right.
You couldn't get over the fact this was your friend?
Excuse me?
You couldn't get over the fact that this is your friend?
Yeah, because, you know, they in that friend zone. When they cool like that, you don't see them in that light.
Right.
But you know, sometimes situations, when they know you, it could be comfortable. You know what I mean? But sometimes you can't get over appearances. Like, the fact that y'all used to go watch football games together. All this kind of, you know.
Y'all can
things,
still go
you know
do
what?
That.
It all stops.
Yeah, nah, it changes. Come on,
y'all be making these things weird, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you know that you and the person supposed to be together. Sometimes you know you and a person are soulmates. And yes, it should start as y'all being the best of friends, and then you make it weird because now you don't want to do the same thing that you've been doing with your friend. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, but when your friends do all them things to you, you know, like you. Anyway.
When they do all them things.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 54. Hey, can I say this real quick, man? I'm a little bit older, brother. I'm older than all y'all. But what y'all doing on the radio, I would be so proud if either one of y'all was my child.
Well, that was nice. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate that.
You can be our platonic father.
Oh, cool. There you go, Yee. No, not you, Yee, though. I heard about the things you like, and I like the same thing, so...
What?
Okay. Well, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
He actually couldn't go to fathers, though. I mean, he's only 54, guys. I don't.
Yeah, no.
He said it.
I know, right?
We're all pretty long in the tooth, guys.
Hey, Dad, can you send us some money? You hung up on him?
No.
Oh, there you go, Dad. Can you send us some money?
Get me some money.
It's holiday season, Dad. Can you send me some money?
You guys say hi to my dad, Tanqueray.
That's your dad, Tanqueray. My goodness. All right, thank you, brother. What's the moral of the story if there is one?
You know, the moral of the story, I've always heard this quote, it's so hard to pretend to be friends with somebody special when every time you look at that person, all you see is everything that, you know, you want to have. So I guess that's the moral of the story. It's very hard to pretend to be friends with somebody special when every time you look at that person, all you see is everything you want to have.
So how do you look at me, best friend?
I don't look at you in any way, sir.
So there's a chance.
There's a chance. There's a shot. See, he didn't say no. All right, we got rumors on the way?
Right,
yes.
I'm going to let Gia handle all that later on. Gia, hear every word that's coming out your mouth, and you think just because it's to me that it don't count. But this is high-level flirting and cheating that you're doing, bro.
We got rumors on the way.
Is this considered cheating, what y'all doing?
I think it's very disrespectful to his wife.
So is it cheating, though?
He does the same to me all the time.
Never.
All the time.
All right. We'll talk about the Balenciaga controversy. We'll tell you how they are planning to address it and what everyone else is saying.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We'll rap to you real quick.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it utter shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get to this one last week. Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 28th goes to Aaron Franklin Brink. Who is Aaron Franklin Blank? Is it Blank or Brink? Hold on, let me make sure. It is Aaron Brink. Yes, Aaron Brink. Aaron Franklin Brink. Well, he is the father of Anderson Lee Aldrich, who was the 22-year-old who allegedly, you got to say allegedly, carried out a deadly shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. Condolences to everyone who lost their life in that tragic shooting. Sending healing energy to everyone who was injured in this tragic mass shooting. Anderson has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crimes causing bodily injury. The bias, of course, was because Club Q was an LGBTQ bar. Now, if you're a parent and someone comes to you and tells you that your child did something so heinous, like a mass shooting, I can imagine the plethora of emotions that run through you. Actually, who am I fooling? I can't imagine what the plethora of emotions that would run through you would be, even though I know that it indeed would be a plethora of emotions. I just can't imagine what a parent would actually feel. But I would think it would be concern for both my child and the people he hurt and killed. We all feel a sense of hurt and pain whenever we hear of these mass shootings. I know I do, because it's just a reminder that we aren't safe anywhere. Okay, every day we are trying to avoid other people's crazy. Every day we are trying to avoid other people's projections. So when it happens, you automatically feel sorry for these people who lost their lives simply because one individual hated their own. Yes, you have to hate yourself something serious to wake up and say, I'm going to project this hate I have for myself onto others. I'm going to project this hurt and pain I'm feeling. I'm going to go share it by taking out as many people as I can today. I really wish folks who felt this way would either get some real help, or if you want to kill someone, start with yourself first, because I'm sick of seeing innocent lives being lost because folks won't deal with the real problem, and that's the person staring back at them in the mirror. And I'm saying all that to say, yes, that has to be a lot for a parent to handle. Well, Aaron Franklin Brink had a lot of things running through his mind when he found out his son had hurt and killed all those people in Club Q. But one of those things is a mindset that probably led to things like the Club Q shooting happening. Let's listen.
So his attorneys called you.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And they said your son wants to talk with you. Why did they call you?
He didn't actually, they didn't say he wants to talk to me. They said that it happened. When you leave it happen, they start telling me about the incident. There was a shooting involving, you know, multiple people.
Right.
And then I'm going to find it's a gay bar.
Yeah, right. And
so I was like, oh my God, is he gay? I was just scared. I was like, oh my God, is he gay? And he's not gay. So it's like, just,
well, you guys had conversations about that. You were.
Oh, yeah. So I was adamant. Told him,
yeah, you were adamant that gay is bad.
Happening. Yeah. I'm a Mormon. I'm a conservative Republican. And we don't do gay.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that you just found out your son killed multiple people at a gay bar, and one of the first things that you think about, one of the first questions that come to your mind, God, is he gay? That's what you care about at a time like this. I don't know if he's gay or not, but he's certainly a murderer. And in regards to lack of empathy, the apple clearly don't fall too far from the tree. All right, I don't know how much time this man spent in his son's life, but when you see these people who are morally opposed to homosexuality because of faith like this man is, oh, because he says he's a Mormon, then I'm sure that is a belief that was spread in that household, or at least to his son a lot. All right, and that faith can make someone go from this is wrong in the eyes of God to this is evil to I have to stop these people at all costs. And sadly, now we are here. You don't care that your son is a murderer. You don't care he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. You don't care that all these people are killed. You don't care that all these people have been shot and injured. All you care about is whether your son was gay or not. His sexuality has nothing to do with the trouble he's in, sir. Okay, but the fact you care so much about that is exactly why things like the Club Q shooting happen, because we are all too busy worrying about what the next person is doing with their body. And we are all too busy policing and attempting to be the judge, jury, and in this case, executioner of what people do with their bodies. Please let Remy Ma give Aaron Franklin Brink the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss a topic that I'm sure is on a lot of people's mind this morning as they're waking up.
It's like two things. It's like two things that I feel like, you know, a lot of people think about after Thanksgiving.
What's that?
One, when do you put your Christmas decorations up? Okay.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Personally, they already up in our house. Day after Thanksgiving, they got to go up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the way that these days have been flying by, it'll be Christmas tomorrow. So, you know, let's enjoy the moment. Mine are already up. Second
yeah,
thing
I'm going to put
is,
mine up Wednesday. And the reason Wednesday is because Wednesday is supposed to be 60 degrees. So as I start putting this stuff up, it's going to be kind of hot. It ain't going to be too cold. But that's my day. But go ahead.
Okay. And second is, when do you stop eating leftovers? Now, for me, all leftovers are easy to stop, but that damn pie. That pie, that sweet potato pie, is very hard to stop eating. I don't know how you stop eating sweet potato pie until it's gone.
See here, we kind of eat the food until it's damn near good, because I know y'all not pork eaters.
Nope.
But no. See, we eat ham for breakfast with waffles and pancakes, which is amazing. We chop it up and put it in our ham and cheese omelet. Good money. Turkey, we don't really mess with the turkey like that. You know, it's cool to eat. The kids just want to say they eat turkey. But the pies and the cheesecake and all that, I think today is the last day.
You think today is the last day for the pie?
Yeah.
Not if there's some left over, bro. You might throw everything else out. You ain't throwing out that sweet potato pie, bro.
Bro, it was Thursday, Thanksgiving. So that means they probably purchased it on Wednesday. So that's Wednesday, slapping. Thursday,
slapping.
Friday,
still
Saturday,
still
Sunday.
Still
Monday, six
slapping.
Days.
Now you're on, still slapping, bro.
You're on the fence of possibly mold and possibly having a diarrhea attack and having to go to the ER.
If it's mold, then you throw it out. But if it ain't no mold, it's hard to get rid of that sweet potato pie, bro.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. When can you get rid of the leftovers, the sweet potato pie? And when are you hanging up your decorations? I ain't gonna lie, I really didn't feel like hanging up decorations this year. I don't know why. It just maybe it's going too fast. I feel like when I blink, it's gonna be over, and I'm gonna have to take them down.
Nah, we put them in right after Thanksgiving, Friday, and went up.
Now, yeah, you still eating your Well, first of all, yeah, did you have a Thanksgiving dinner at the crib with the fam? I think you were out the country, right?
I actually got back for Thanksgiving. My parents came over. That was it. I'm gonna be honest. I feel bad about this, and I know they're probably listening. I was supposed to see my family on Saturday. And have a dinner, but my brother and I ended up going to Tilly's in Brooklyn and getting drunk, and we didn't make it.
Well, you know Thanksgiving is Thursday, not Saturday.
I know. My family always celebrates on a different day so people could go see the other sides of their families so everybody's not rushing around. And so we always do an alternate day so that, you know, the in-laws can go see their sides of the family and then we get together.
Thanksgiving, that's just like Friday.
I mean, are we really celebrating Thanksgiving, or are we just getting together with family because people are in
town? But the games are on. It's like a whole routine. No?
No, we don't do that. And then we don't want to get together on Black Friday because my family's out shopping, so trying to get some deals. So, yeah.
That's just weird. Okay. But 800-585-1051. When are you putting up them Christmas decorations? And also, when's the last day for them leftovers? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking two questions. Of course, Thanksgiving just happened. Happy holidays. We're asking, one, when are you putting up those Christmas decorations? And two, leftovers. When is the last day you can start munching on them leftovers? All right. Now, myself, today is the last day. Leftovers should be gone by now. Garbage pickup is Monday. Bro. Should be out of here.
I agree with every other food except for that pie, bro. That pie, man, that sweet potato pie hit different, bro. And it's very hard to stop eating sweet potato pie. It's literally the hardest thing to stop eating. And I think it's because I don't eat sweet potato pie anytime except now around the holidays. So like Thanksgiving, then you might see another one around Christmas time. But boy, it's very hard to stop eating sweet potato pie. And Christmas decorations, if you ask me, they should be up already. Christmas decorations should have went up the day after Thanksgiving, because I'm a person that enjoys the holidays. I enjoy every moment of the holidays. And I think that Christmas decorations should go up right after Thanksgiving.
Now, Angela, what's your thoughts?
I haven't done Christmas decorations since I lived at home with my parents. It's been that long. But I live by myself. I'm going to put up a, you know, decoration.
Yeah, it's still a holiday. It's still a season.
I think if you have kids and things like that, it makes sense. But for myself, you know, I don't know if I'll do that. Now, I like when I go to my family's houses and they have their decorations up, but I don't do that.
Yeah, now I put up holiday stuff immediately, usually right after Thanksgiving. I wasn't home because of the car show, but I usually wait for a warm day to get that stuff out. Even my office, I have it in the office. My kids don't come to the office like that, but you just want to be in the feeling, in the season.
The season, man.
Feel good.
You didn't decorate this office.
Well, we moving.
Cause we moving.
Oh, not yet.
No, it's happening right now all around you, Yee.
Yeah. We're still here.
So let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Jody.
Hey, Jody. Good morning.
Man, good morning, man. Who is this DJ?
DJ MV, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm just calling right now letting you know I got a shit right now because I couldn't put that damn cheesecake down. We got like a family recipe. You know, I ate the last 6 pieces yesterday. I thought I was going to do 2 pieces, but man, like you said, you can't waste nothing like that.
You got the graham cracker crust?
Man, come on, man. You know how grandmama made it. We from Mississippi, damn, but moved up to Milwaukee. So,
strawberry topping?
No, we didn't do the strawberry topping. But as far as Thanksgiving food, all that stuff is dried out. Like, I want to say, like, maybe Saturday. You got to let that go. But the pie.
Nah, Saturday a little too early. You can still stretch it.
I think anything with, like, dairy in it is weird to keep too long, like mac and cheese and stuff like that. With dairy, I kind of feel like that doesn't really last.
I ain't gonna lie, mac and cheese go to Sunday. Mac and cheese go to Sunday here.
You could get sick.
I'm off all the food, but it's just the sweet potato pie, bro. And it's this other, this blueberry like cobbler. Oh man, salute to my guy, Mr. Todd. By the way, Mr. Todd made all of these desserts for us, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, what's your name?
Happy holidays. This is number 6.
All right, happy holidays, brother. We're asking, when's the last day to eat those leftovers and them pies and them desserts?
So I say I'm the leftover killer. I do it all year. I practice if there's something leftovers. So this time of year, it's like a buffet. All weekend, take it to work. Sunday's last day. Monday, trash it all, except for them pies.
Except for the pies, right?
That's they gotta go.
One day, man.
See, I thought it was just me. The sweet potato pie you don't throw out until it's gone. Like, yeah, that's probably the only thing that we actually finish.
Now, does anybody freeze their food at home? You know, so it lasts longer. I know you
I got a pie in the freezer till Christmas.
I had a freezer until Christmas.
I got a sweet potato pie. So I had two sweet potato pies and a blueberry cobbler from my man, Mr. Todd, and one sweet potato pie. My wife already said she put that in the freezer because she know I'm going to eat both of them if they out.
Goodness gracious. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
This KB from Orlando, Florida.
What's up, brother?
What's up, KB?
You know, on the way to the dentist right now, I got to get 14 cavities put in my mouth.
Ooh.
You got to get
Wait,
14
how
cavities
many?
Put in your mouth.
Put in your mouth.
I got 14 cavities.
Wow. When's the last time you've been to the dentist? Before that?
Probably like 3 years ago.
Do you floss every day?
I do. I just don't floss at night. I got in-between cavities.
Yeah, you got to make sure you floss. I feel like a lot of people don't floss like they should. You got to floss every single day.
You know where you got them cavities from? You've been eating a lot of ass the last year, bro.
I mean, I got into it when I had my baby.
I got into it.
Okay. True. Okay.
But yeah, my lady made it. She made us put up Christmas decorations the day after Thanksgiving.
Smart woman. Marry
her. That's smart. Now, what about the leftovers?
I mean, we eat sweet potato pie still, but we ain't got no more food.
Yo, I hate everything.
It's hard to put that sweet potato pie down, man. I'm telling you, man. I cannot stop until it's gone. It's like a mission.
That's what I was trying to tell you. We got like 4 pies in the house.
God. See, I had 2. My wife made me freeze the other one because she know I'd eat all both of them.
But yeah, before y'all kick me up, I just want to say shout out to my whole family. We made it to the Breakfast Club, baby.
You made it.
All right, thank you, brother. 800-585-1051. We're asking 2 questions this morning. Of course, happy holidays. We're asking, when is the last day for them leftovers, them pies, the desserts, also them food, and also, when are you putting up them decorations? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking a couple of questions this morning. First and foremost, happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays.
And we're asking, when is the last day for them leftovers, those pies, that food? When is the last day? And also, when are you putting up them decorations? Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Emma from Chillicothe.
Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're asking, let's start with the decorations. When you put them decorations up, Mama?
Hey, them decorations go up literally maybe an hour after Thanksgiving in my house, just because of the fact that I like to grab the kids, like to drive around, go see all the Christmas lights. Our neighborhood actually has a competition, so I like to take the kids around, show them off. And we like to be the first ones up, you know, got to get up on the competition in the neighborhood.
True.
Okay. And what about the leftovers, Mama?
For the leftovers, always save the desserts for last. I'm still munching on my desserts right now, and I'll probably get about 2 more days.
What you got? What desserts did you have, ma'am?
So I had, of course, the OG pumpkin pie, pecan pie, sweet potato pie.
OG.
We have a family recipe. It's called pretzel salad. It's got whipped cream, strawberries, jello, and pretzel with a lot to not the sugar in it. So it's really, really good.
Okay. I'm telling you, that sweet potato pie is the hardest thing to stop eating, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Betty.
Hey, Betty, good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking Christmas decorations. When you putting them up in last day for leftovers, especially them pies?
Okay, hear me out. I put my Christmas decorations up after Halloween.
Okay, I know a lot of people do that too.
That's disrespectful.
They do. That makes sense.
Well, I have little kids, so they're 6, 7, and 2. Grandma started buying Christmas gifts, and I ran out of places to put them that they wouldn't find them because they're nosy. So I had no choice but to put the tree up and wrap them. So
you know they're going to unwrap those gifts a little bit and then tape them back up.
Well, my 2-year-old did, but luckily it wasn't his that he unwrapped, so we just wrapped it back up. But he knows now not to go under the tree.
That's too much temptation, man. You got them gifts out for that long. You know, because I know I did it when I was young.
With hiding them, they know they're in there somewhere. So for them, it was just a big game of hide and seek. So they had more fun trying to find the presents than actually seeing that they're there. And I just told them that Elf on the Shelf put them there. So if they opened them, then Santa wouldn't send any more, and they didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I definitely used to find all my gifts before Christmas.
And as far as leftovers, my last day for leftovers was yesterday. But I still have pie. The carrot cake is done, and I still have chocolate cake.
That's what I'm telling you. It's the desserts, man. But that sweet potato pie is no joke. It is very hard to stop eating sweet potato pie. You have to keep eating sweet potato pie until it's absolutely all gone. That's why I thank God for my wife, because my wife said, freeze the other pie until Christmas, because she know that I would run through both of them.
Goodness gracious. Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Mama. What's the moral of the story, guys, if there is a moral?
Hey, the moral of the story is it's very hard to stop eating sweet potato pie. Salute to my man, Mr. Todd. And I'm going to tell you something else. Salute to Shanae, too, man. Shanae Dixon. Shanae made sweet potato cornbread. Oh, my God. That sweet potato cornbread was so damn good. Mm. Like, it tasted like it needed icing on it. Like, you know, you ever had a carrot cake?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the sweet potato cornbread tasted. Oh, it was so good. But instead of chunks of carrot, it was chunks of sweet potatoes. Oh, so good, man. And see, the problem is, too, especially with the Christmas decorations, because we put our Christmas decorations up a day after Thanksgiving. The problem is, man, these days are going by too fast. October and November, it felt like we've been having half days, bro. This can't be the same 24 hours that we had as kids. So being that the days are going by so fast, put the decorations up immediately so you can enjoy every moment. Because I promise you, it'll be January 2nd before you know it.
All right. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes. And what do you get someone who has everything? Well, I can't lie. This was a great present that Drake gave DJ Khaled.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's send a rest in peace.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, rest in peace and our condolences go out to Irene Cara's family. She died and she was only 63 years old. And her publicist said, she'll be reading each and every one of people's thoughts and memories of Irene, and she did adore her fans. If you guys don't know who Irene Cara is, I mean, she is iconic from Flashdance and also from Fame. Here is that Flashdance, What a Feeling song. That was a huge song and a huge part of that movie. So that is also, as you know, she was also in Fame. She starred in that movie. That was her breakthrough, Coco Hernandez, in the musical Fame about New York's High School for the Performing Arts. She's from the Bronx, by the way. So rest in peace. All right. Now, Drake has given DJ Khaled a present that I thought was actually a really good gift. Luxury toilet bowls. You know, those Toto toilets. He gave him 4 of them. And DJ Khaled showed them off online.
Listen, this is not no regular toilet bowl. My brother Drake just bought me and my family about 4 big toilet bowls. This is called the Toto toilet bowl. If you've ever been to Drake's house, his toilet bowls are incredible. This with the light, the UV light, and it got this, the water too that splashes up, right? Refreshing air deodorant, you saying? And I'm hearing there's some music involved too. You might play some music. No, real talk, this might be the best gift ever, like real talk. Anybody knows Toilet bowl is beside you, you know, when you do the theory. That's where you meditate and reflect on life. Ideas be coming. Some of my biggest ideas come from me taking a theory. Now it's real talk, and I got one now that lights up and it sprays theory and then it even makes a smell theory and it's like a big theory. Drake, we love you, brother.
Drop one of Clues Bobs for Drake. Phenomenal person.
Those Toto toilets are no joke. If you ever sit on one, you're like, wow, I don't know if I can go back to my regular toilet.
No, they're amazing. They're heated. They're everything.
Yeah, the only thing that you could get somebody better than that is probably a mattress. You know what I mean? Like the right mattress. But, man, that is an amazing, amazing present. That is very thoughtful. And it's amazing to me that toilets are one size fit all. You ever think about that? Regardless of how big you are, the toilet can fit you.
Yeah, it's one little hole because nobody's hole is too big for a toilet, right? All right, now Odell Beckham Jr. was escorted off a plane in Miami. Cops claimed that he was in and out of consciousness, and he was leaving Miami for L.A. The plane never got off the runway because they said they had to step in when he was allegedly freaking out the flight crew with his loopy state of mind. They were called to respond to an American Airlines flight. Attendants were trying to get him to buckle up before they hit the skies, but they said that he was in and out of consciousness, and they said they were worried for his health. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. went on social media and said, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all." And then he said, "Comedy hour, I could never make this up." And there's a video of him actually making his way through the airport. So not sure what actually happened, but, you know, he said it's comedy hour. All right, now Mia Thornton from Real Housewives of Potomac feels like maybe she's planning to leave. She was on social media. She said, "For the sake of my children, my family, friends, staff, and business partners, I have to move on." And she deleted her personal Twitter account, and then she also reactivated it to say, "My actions toward Wendy were intolerable. It's unfortunate that you will attack my family, friends, and my businesses based on an edited TV show." If you guys don't watch Real Housewives of Potomac, here is the incident that went down.
"Because you're talking to me about a man that's not my husband. Why do I get... It's business. Why are you talking about your husband?
Don't tell me that.
Maybe that's how you and your husband play. How me and my husband play. We don't play like that. Period.
I am so confused. You know
you
what?
Telling me I need to call Wendy. Some guy and tell him I'm coming into town? I'm not in town for business.
No. Too close to me. Get up.
That's what you want.
No, because you're not going to talk about my husband and
nobody
how we
was
operate.
Talking about your
get
husband.
Get up from the table, Wendy.
And what the are you going to do if I don't get the
She threw a drink on her. All right. So if you guys, I'm sure Charlamagne and Envy don't watch, but Peter Thomas, you know, he's from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia Bailey's ex-husband. Wendy had went to him to try to get some information on opening up her own lounge. And when they all decided to come into Miami and go to the restaurant, Mia went to go talk to Peter. And she went back to Wendy and was like, "Why didn't you let Peter know you were coming into town?" Wendy was like, "I don't have to let a man know I'm coming into town unless it's my husband." And then things escalated and she threw it. And Mia ended up throwing a drink on Wendy. People were also upset about Robin because she was filming it, saying that she was TMZ. And she said Wendy was the person that was actually instigating the situation. All right, but like we said, Mia went on social media and said that her actions toward Wendy were intolerable, and now she's hinting that she may be leaving the show.
Well, all I know is First Lady Michelle Obama said that's one of her favorite shows, The Real Housewives of Potomac. And make sure you check out Giselle
they have
and
really
Robbins.
Great, yeah, they do have really great ratings.
And make sure you check out Giselle and Robin's Reasonably Shady podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, well, that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Again, shout out to everybody that came out to my Huntsville, Alabama car show. The city came out, and I just want to say thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. I know some of you guys drove from Tennessee, from parts of Florida, from parts of Georgia. So I just want to say thank you. Birmingham, Mobile. Just shout out to everybody that came out, man. We have a great time over the weekend. And let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I got a shout out to East New York and the cast of East New York. I got a chance to play a role on East New York, and I just want to say thank you. It was a great opportunity, a great time, and I'm going to be coming back for a couple of more episodes. So it was really, really dope. And Charlamagne, I did not snitch.
You look like a person that's going to, though. I could tell, especially one scene where you was talking to the police officer, and then somebody else walked in the room, and you looked surprised, and he told you to relax, you know, because he knew that he had you primed and ready to be an informant right then and there.
Yo, shut up, man.
He did. He know he had you, and then you got startled for whatever reason when that person walked in the room. But you're definitely going to snitch on that show.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's fine. Right. It's perfectly okay.
I'm acting, sir. I'm a thespian.
Even if you weren't, I am a person that I'm all about crime prevention. Okay? So, you know, I am a taxpaying citizen. So if I see something, I will absolutely say something. I wish I would abide by that damn no snitching rule. Please, I'm 44 years old. What the hell are they?
My goodness. And allegedly, this week is Angela Yee's last week.
It definitely is. Today was my last final Monday on The Breakfast Club. Tomorrow is my last Tuesday on here, and so on.
I don't believe it.
Friday's the last day.
We'll see.
What will he do?
Man, how are you going to leave on Friday? Like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to sign off?
You know what? I'll leave Thursday.
All right. When we come back, positive note is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, the positive note is simply this, man. No duty is more urgent than giving thanks. You know, I wake up every day and gratitude is always my attitude, but I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. So enjoy the little things and be thankful for the little things. For one day, you're going to look back and realize they were the big things. Let gratitude be your attitude always.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.